freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live. Anything goes. Political, personal. We're inside hour number 3 of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't sound excited to be here or anything, Manwich.
Sorry.
Try it again.
Manwich?
Come on.
And Manwich.
You lamer.
Yes, go. And Manwich.
And Manwich.
Manwich.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab up some archives. As a matter of fact, we have the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no $5 a month membership fee. It's on the house at freetalklive.com.
That's right, for now. It'll soon be $15 a week.
No, gigabytes. We serve up gigabytes of archives for free. Anyway,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. Or listen to us, because we talk about them all the time.
As a matter of fact, now. Speaking of the Free State Project, we have Dave in New Hampshire, who is on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich.
Hey, lads, how goes the fight?
Well, we're doing our best.
Very good. Well,
how about you?
Well, I would say basically I've got two pieces of bad news to call in about tonight.
Ooh,
so you know, I don't always just call with the roses. I gotta keep you up to date whether the news is good or bad.
Well, those government thugs are usually busy doing something bad.
Well, sometimes you gotta lose all the battles so you can win the war. But
I've never heard that one before, Dave.
Well, that actually is how they won the Revolutionary War, as you may recall from some of your.
Didn't they win Montauk?
Well, we did win some battles in the Revolutionary War, but bear in mind, in the South, we lost most of the battles, and yet we liberated the entire South. One general went around, and he just basically let the British thugs chase him all over the states until it pissed everybody off so much that they ended up liberating all the states by losing about 20 battles around the South.
Just getting chased around, huh?
Yeah, just getting chased around. He knew that the British, if they kept chasing him, would anger everybody, and they would build in their own opposition.
So what are the negative things that are going on in New Hampshire?
Two things. Earlier this week, a gentleman named Tony, I think it's either Lycus or Lycus.
Lycus, you'll love us.
Yeah, something like that. Was suing the state of New Hampshire in federal court over what we call these, what we consider them property or Fourth Amendment violations, where the state of New Hampshire, as you know, doesn't have a sales or income tax, so it
right.
lives heavily on the property tax. It's overall still the lowest tax in the nation, but it's a ruthless property tax compared to a lot of property taxes that people may have found before. And it's very intrusive. It's very annoying. In some ways, in that sense, it's the source of our freedom because it makes people hate taxation so much. But one of the things they do when they want to do your property tax, if you say, well, no, my house is not worth $300,000, they go, well, prove it, and we're coming, knock, 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 let us in. And people are saying, well, no, that's the Fourth Amendment. You can't just come into my home. And what the state and the cities are saying is, well, yes, we can, and if you don't let us in, we're going to deny automatically your abatement request.
Hmm.
So we have been, some of the Free Staters, and with the help of the Institute of Justice, or either Institute for Justice or Institute of Justice.
It's not really the Free Staters doing it, because, it's the people that came from the Free State Project, but the Free State Project doesn't have anything to do with it, right?
Not directly.
Right.
But the people that are filing the suit, with the help of the Institute of Justice, or Institute for Justice, are Free Staters.
Got it.
What does the suit seek to do?
The suit seeks to overrule the city, or the state and city's right, or not right, but their attempts to come into your home, and their attempts to kill off your property tax abatement request if you don't let them in. That's the way it was before 1994, and it worked just fine. But in 1994, they said, now the cities, can do this. The cities can come in. I don't know if it was a law or a constitutional amendment or whatever, but they said cities and towns and the state is now allowed to come into your home, and if you don't let them in, you get knocked down on your abatement request.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, so not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it's bad that this guy's been kind of targeted, right? But now it might actually be, it might end up being a positive thing for New Hampshire if you get the ruling in the favor, in your
favor.
That's
what happened this week, is the judge, the federal district court judge, threw it out, dismissed the case, said that it doesn't belong in federal district court, it belongs in state court. In other words, he's saying this is not a Fourth Amendment violation, or else he would have to hear it.
Oh, so that is the negative thing. That is the loss, then.
Yes, we lost.
Ooh, why is that not a Fourth Amendment right?
Who knows? But I tell you this.
Well, maybe it's because you're supposedly consenting to the search because you want to prove, I guess, that your house isn't worth $300,000.
Yes, you're consenting to their threat, basically.
I get it.
Yeah, it's real a scummy way to do things. And so, what are the chances that we're going to get some sort of legislation that repeals the property tax anytime soon?
That I don't know, but I do know this fight's not over. It was just one loss on the road to whatever the final outcome is. I think they're going to try and take it to the Supreme Court.
Because that's really that's really the answer here, is to just cut their legs off, basically, and just say, okay, bye-bye property taxes.
Well, right. I mean, personally, I think it may come down to, some kind of a property tax revolt or some major Plan C.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to take all our houses, or are you going to throw us all out in the cold?
Well, I'm sure if we did that, then there would be they just try to make examples of certain people, but then there'd have to be another set of steps that you take to fight that, and so forth. I don't know.
Exciting to live in New Hampshire.
Right. Whether we can do this within the system or not, it's possible to probably do some things outside the system if the system really lets us down. But here we've just seen another piece of evidence that we cannot rely on the Fed, for our freedom.
Oh, no.
I think we already knew that.
We're going to have to do it ourselves. I think you're right. I think it's just going to have to be. I mean, if we can't, first of all, I think that we're absolutely going to be successful in running people for New Hampshire legislature positions and possibly doing this legally. But I have no problem whatsoever, I think, with, standing up and saying, screw this. I've had enough of your property taxes. We're done. But I don't think we're going to need to get it that far, because it's so easy to get people elected in New Hampshire, really. I mean, aren't you guys already going to be running some candidates this year?
I don't know if any people who have just moved in are going to run, because there's a 2-year waiting period.
Well, I mean, some old school New Hampshireites.
Oh, yeah, there's always that. I mean, there's so many that are already in the legislature that are just complete wing nuts. They're wonderful.
Right.
I mean, you look at them and you talk to them, you go, my gosh, this person could never get elected anywhere else.
But now that we've got you guys there doing the groundwork, the people who are going to be running this year are going to have much more support. They're going to be able to be much more visible, and hopefully we'll have a more pro-liberty representative situation there very soon.
Possibly. But like I said, nothing's going to happen instantly. I mean, we had, I think, this in the 2004 election, I think we lost ground in terms of we have a less libertarian legislature than we did the one that was elected in 2002. It's not
we got
much,
our work cut out for us. So.
Well, yeah, it's not much less, but it's a little bit less. And, of course, at that time, what were there, only 80 of us that had moved, so it didn't have a huge impact.
I think we need to start up the program, the exchange program some people have been talking about.
Yeah.
Promoting in the state, hey, look, we're coming up there. Free Talk Live's coming up there. Manwich, you've got a house. I've got a house. We're going to need to rent our houses out, so we might as well, let the state the people who like big government in New Hampshire come on down. Just come on down to Florida, or come on down to any other state.
Like a prisoner exchange.
Exactly. So, Dave, what was item number two, real quick?
Other piece of bad news. I don't mean to be all doom and gloom today.
30 seconds,
but,
Dave. 30 seconds.
The Hampton case with a woman, they're trying to fine her $200,000
right.
for minor zoning violation. The city of Hampton, New Hampshire, we're fighting them tooth and nail, and we had a... had four protests now. Last night was the last one, the most recent one, and the hearing went relatively badly for the family that we were trying to defend, and I was incomprehensible exactly what happened, and I wasn't at the meeting.
Time to burn and hang some effigies.
Yes, I think that's good, yes.
Let's get out there, Dave. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks
for the update. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're tired of being pushed around. And that's why we're going to join the fun up there in New Hampshire eventually as part of the Free State Project. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and we're pushing back. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the Friday night edition of the show. We do this thing six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes. Personal, political, whatever is on your mind. We'll talk to you about it. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Scott.
What? He hates doing that, by the way.
What? Scott.
He hates going second.
I didn't know that. I was just... because he tried to jump
That's why
in.
He was so reticent to do it.
Oh, well, because he
tried
to jump...
No, I was reticent because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was giving you, like, hand signals and stuff.
Yeah, but... I'm afraid I wasn't getting it.
He's slow. He's an old man.
Okay. Well... The only reason I did that is because we jumped on each other that one time.
Right.
And I just realized, you know, I'm only here once a week, and he's here every night, and on Fridays, it just seems like I try to
sound like I'm better than Manwich because I go before him, and I don't want to do that.
Actually, it's better for me because I can then stretch out and Manwich.
You mean like you did last time?
Yes.
And
Manwich. It's better for me to have the end slot.
I see. Oh, okay. So that way you're our anchor. You're there.
And Manwich!
And Manwich! The moment you've all been waiting for.
Batting cleanup.
800-259-9231, so you can get interactive with us. Also at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and there's dozens of women who have sent their pictures in to Free Talk Live, and they want to be featured on the Shrine. We put them up there, and in fact, there are some of them who are fakes as well, and that's our newest section on the Shrine, the Hall of Shame. So be sure you check it all out at freetalklive.com, and ladies, we want you to be a part of it, so dig it, freetalklive.com. Now, Scott, you had some comments on the whole Terri Schiavo thing that you didn't get to during the last hour of the show, so let's do it now. Well, she's in the news.
She is in the news, and everybody was stating their opinion. We had Joe call in, who was stating that he doesn't agree with a lot of the things that are going on, and he doesn't agree that she should be kept alive. I don't agree that she should be kept alive either, but only because I think it really is, at this point, the husband's call entirely as to what happens. Regardless of what actions took place, regardless of the fact that you're saying, Manwich, that he didn't call for her to have her feeding tube removed until after he had already won a $1 million lawsuit or something like that.
Right.
The thing is, when you get married, I'm a strong believer in marriage. I really am. Not in the legal institution of marriage, but in a commitment that two people make to each other when they get married. And she made the conscious choice to have him be responsible for her and for him to be responsible, and then for her to be responsible for him. You know, they are in charge of one another's lives.
For better,
if something
for
happens, for better, for worse, all that stuff. Regardless of the words spoken at the wedding ceremony, they have made the conscious choice to be responsible for one another's lives. It's not her parents' call anymore. As an adult, she made the decision to divorce herself from them and take her life up with this man, and it's his call.
I agree with that 100%. I absolutely agree. When you're getting married, that moment on the stand up there in front of all your friends and your family, that is the moment where your family is kind of giving you up. I mean, even though it's not their decision, you are an adult and you're making the decision on your own, they no longer at that point have any sort of control over you as far as a health aspect or as far as any aspect. Now, they're still your family. That doesn't change. But I believe, I totally agree, Scott, that the husband and the wife then become intertwined together in that fashion.
Right. When I was married, if something like that happened to me, it would be my wife's call as to what happened if I was completely incapacitated. If my parents wanted something different, it doesn't matter. It's my wife's call.
Well, while I appreciate you know, your point of view, I would say it's ludicrous and poorly thought out. The fact is,
well, no, if
most
you want
marriages,
to get married,
wait a second, most marriages end in divorce. As you say yourself, you want this person who could very well divorce you next frickin' week to make those health choices? Look,
if
she's
the
got
the
mentality, she's got the mentality of a slug. She doesn't think at all. I mean, she's barely responsive. If her parents want to sit there and have her in their house, you know, or whatever, fine, let them deal with it.
I think in that case, the husband should go ahead and sign over that control to them. If the parents are telling the husband, look, okay, we'll take care of her, we'll spend the money, she won't be your responsibility anymore, you go ahead and sign this
That's
form
what they
and
want.
We'll take care of her.
That's what they want. They just want that.
Well, then why doesn't he want to do it?
Because he wants, he feels that it's going to affect him somehow poorly.
Well, it already does.
They're
going
to go after the $1 million that he won. You know, that kind of thing.
It does already affect him. Of course, she's been in this comatose state for years and years. He has already started another family with someone else. He's moved on with his life as much as he can.
Right.
He can't marry this person that he wants to be with. He cannot get married because she's in a vegetative state and cannot consent to the divorce.
Still, another problem with state-run marriage. If it weren't for state-run marriage, we wouldn't even have this problem.
That's true.
There's all kinds of, unfortunately in our system, there's all kinds of legal protections afforded to married couples, you know, tax benefits, all this type of stuff. Or, you know, just in general, he cannot get married to this person.
Why in the world would we give this guy the control to kill his wife?
She's already dead, virtually.
No. Well, then what difference does it make? Then give it to the parents. Give her to the parents.
I don't see why he can't just sign her over to the parents. But
that's
then again,
what should happen.
You're
right. The parents want to care for, you know, they want another plant in their house. Fine. Give them a house plant.
Right. Although, you know, Scott is making a great point that he can't get married, although why that's such a big deal, I don't understand. Of course, most people have a real thing for marriage and they have to do it the right way. Why not just go have a ceremony and be married?
The other thing is, well, I mean, I'm with you on that. I don't really think the legality of marriage is all that necessary.
I don't feel sorry, really, for any of the people in this situation.
I feel sorry for Terry Schiavo.
Oh, well, except for her. She's more of a vegetable.
I feel sorry for the parents, too. The fact is all they want to do is have their daughter live. They really believe she's getting better step by step and inch by inch, and this man wants to kill her. That's what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it, why can't they just come up? Why can't homeboy just give them control of their daughter?
I don't know why that is. I don't know why.
I feel like he's just being selfish. I just can't see any other response to it.
Well, the problem in this case comes from, in his opinion, and I'm sure in the opinion of most of the people, except for religious fundamentalists and her kooky parents, she died 15 years ago.
I don't know for sure. People come out of comas all the time.
People come out of comas, that's true, but not when they're in an entirely vegetative state as well as being in a coma.
She moves around and stuff.
She kind of moves around, but
she kind of speaks, too.
Yeah. What?
That makes
noises.
That hasn't ever been... Right, but there's no, like, as far as when people are in comas, there's normally some kind of response to various stimuli that are completely unconscious, and she's not exhibiting any of those.
I'm not saying she's going to come out.
Right.
All I'm saying is the possibility exists.
I agree. They should have the opportunity. If why won't he sign her over?
I just don't understand.
Does he have a financial gain from killing her? Is there a financial benefit to him?
All I can see is that the $1 million that he won is...
Well, why can't he put it in the contract that says, you can't go after my money? I'll sign her over to you, you can't go after my money.
Well, one would question at that point, why did he get the money? He got the money to take care of Terry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know whether the contract...
This is a nasty situation.
It's nasty. Now, I don't see why he couldn't write a contract that said, I absolve all responsibility to Terry Schiavo.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got a comment, although I think we pretty much tapped out on this. 800-259-9231. Does the UN want to control the internet now? We'll come back with that. Perhaps your calls as well. This is your show. You can take control. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're on a trip with a car full of kids, DVDs playing when suddenly... If lack of in-cabin entertainment has you looking towards the heavens for inner peace, keep your eye on the sky, and I'll be back. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time, with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
So how do you keep the peace in the passenger cabin when I Spy won't work and Backseat Bingo's a bust? In late 2006, DVD or VHS-based in-car entertainment may be reincarnated with a Backseat Brood in mind from Sirius Satellite Radio and Microsoft. For a monthly fee, parents can subscribe to a multi-channel video service, which includes cartoons, sitcoms, and educational programming. So instead of listening to this, you can listen to this. And if you install headphones, this. Ah, with your moment of zen, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. I thought we were done with the whole Terry Schiavo thing, but the callers say otherwise, and this is your show. You can literally take control and bring up anything. If you don't want to talk about this, you can call in and change the topic at 1-800-259-9231. Of course, a lot of people feel pretty strongly about this issue with Terry Schiavo, of course, the semi-corpse who is in a hospital bed basically rotting while still alive. And
what an awful person you are.
That's great.
1-800-259-9231. Get online.
If there is, in fact, a hell, just so you know.
FreeTalkLive.com is certainly the heaven of the Internet. You should go check it out. They have we have live streaming there. Broadband users, you get to live stream, and you modem users, dial-up modem types, you can tune in as well. We've got a stream just for you, FreeTalkLive.com. So check that out. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Johnson in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
I just had a couple of quick things to say on the Terry Schiavo thing, and that is that, you know, Michael Schiavo could have divorced her to move on with his life if he had so chosen. Now, a lot of people think, you know, say that, why didn't Michael Schiavo just divorce her? And they're saying that, you know, a lot of people say that there's $1.3 million, and then they said that there's $700,000 and money involved, and Michael Schiavo's just after the money. Well, from all reports and from all the stories that I've seen, there's no money left. And from everything that he said, he's in it for her, you know, to just honor his marriage vow and that he's, you know, until death do us part.
Wait, when you say there's no money left, you mean the money that he was awarded has already been spent keeping her alive?
And on legal fees.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, the
that
money
changes
that,
things a bit, huh, Manwich?
Money that he could even be awarded.
It could change things if it were true.
Well, of course, I mean, it costs thousands of dollars a day to keep her alive right now.
I mean, yeah, but insurance is probably doing that, too.
I'm sorry, Johnson?
That the parents should be spending, since they're the ones who want to keep her alive.
That's a
it's
great
ridiculous
point.
Ridiculous that they...
Why doesn't he sign her... Why doesn't he just go ahead and sign her over, then?
From everything that he says, is that he says that he's fighting, you know, he's fighting this battle because she said... No, it's because she said...
Because he claims that she said she wants it. She wants to die.
Right. Exactly. That she
okay, if
die.
That's
and
true, then that makes sense.
Because he married her, you know, it's like...
Right.
So why didn't he mention it before he won the lawsuit?
What?
Then why didn't he mention it before he won the lawsuit?
Apparently he's mentioned this on Larry King, he's mentioned it on...
Yeah, but he didn't mention it for the first 7 years.
How do you know that?
Because it was not documented.
Hmm. It's a weird, but weird situation.
All the radio talk show hosts I've heard, who I'm not saying are above twisting the truth for their own means,
sure,
that's what they've said.
I don't know. The other thing is, suppose there was a law that he couldn't, you know, divorce her in Florida. He couldn't move her. Or, for example, if one of these lawyers really wanted to save Terry's life, why couldn't they just, you know, file for divorce, you know, have an attorney file for divorce on her behalf? You know, acting as, what do they call that?
Power of attorney?
Yeah, power of attorney. You know, her attorney filed for a divorce for her.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Johnson, hey, you mentioned something earlier that we're close on that second place on the podcasting charts.
That's true.
I think everybody...
Go there and vote.
Everybody who's online right now needs to go to freetalklive.com. Look right above the archive section. You'll see a Vote Us 5 Stars link. Click that link. You'll find a vote link in there, and then ensure the 5-star link, the awesome selection is selected, and cast your vote. Enter your email and cast your vote, and we could very well be second place in the world by the end of this show.
You actually have more votes than the second place person right now, but because of some of the commies out there, like, I guess communist Jason and then Paul or... Awaken free.
The haters. We don't know if it's necessarily the communists. The haters are the ones that are voting us a 1-star. So we need you to go there and vote us 5 stars.
I just like to posit that Awaken Free is a freedom-hating commie.
There you go. Thanks.
He's definitely a freedom hater. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Save it for the message board.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to James in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. How y'all doing tonight?
Excellent, James.
Excellent. I just had a couple of comments about the Terry Schiavo situation.
Yes, sir.
Personally, I have a living will, so that as an adult, it is my responsibility to take care of that.
I agree.
So those around me don't need to worry about that.
Great point.
Lacking a living will, there's people arguing: is she alive? Is she dead? Don't we need to give the benefit of the doubt to? Okay, she is alive. If somebody's going to flip a coin for me, I'd go for living. That's just me.
Same here.
Money-wise, I would be willing to bet that there are 1,000 charities in the United States that would be happy to pay for her expenses to keep her alive.
I think you're probably right about that. And if there's not, there's probably one that could be formed that would pay to keep her alive.
I'm sure there is. Finally, my last comment was, at this point, we've got a government judge deciding who should live and who should die.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
I don't like that at all because, well, she may not be able to do anything except breathe and her heartbeat. What happens to me when I'm 80 and I'm drooling, I may not be able to talk. I can still see and hear, but I'm not very productive, so why don't we put me away?
We'll turn you into crackers and feed you to the young people.
Soylent Green,
go.
Man.
There you go. Y'all have
James,
a good weekend.
Great points. Well thought.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, James. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So a lot of interesting sides to this case.
Yeah.
There's no
interesting point that, in fact, churches would keep her alive.
If they were given the opportunity to.
Right. Well, then, of course, you've also got the whole situation, what happened initially when they removed her feeding tube, because her feeding tube has been removed already once, and an emergency session of the Florida Congress was convened, and the governor
passed Terry's law.
Yeah, the governor basically coerced the state government, into passing a law that would allow him to reinsert her feeding tube.
Which was real bad. I mean, that's just a huge, huge overstepping of boundaries.
It's an overstepping of boundaries.
The whole system's a mess, though. And again, I think a lot of it, it's interesting that this could possibly tail back to the fact that government's involved with marriage. If government wasn't involved with marriage, we'd have a little bit more of a detailed, more defined, discernible situation to deal with. Anyway, 1-800-259. Because then the motivation of I have to get unmarried wouldn't be a factor. If she's not dead, I can't be unmarried.
Well, if government wasn't in marriage, then how would
he'd just say I'm done.
Mr. Schiavo have any recourse to protect his wife's right to die? Supposedly, that this alleged wish that she had.
He could just have a contract. He wouldn't have to deal with the government. He could just have a piece of paper between him and her.
Oh.
800-259-9231. Is the UN attempting to control the use of the Internet? This is actually something that one of our listeners posted on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. I found it interesting. Leaders, and of course, Scott is an Internet expert, so maybe he'll have some opinions here.
Great, now you put me on the spot to act like I know what I'm talking about.
Leaders of a UN Internet panel yesterday said they hope to set up a global system where cyberspace would be under the control of the United Nations.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
It also seems like it's kind of silly. We'll analyze it here
scary.
Coming up. The committee, which was set up in December of 2003, is laying the groundwork for the UN-sponsored World Summit on the Information Society, where a final decision on the control of the net will be determined. A final decision? These guys just get to decide on this? We're going to come back with more of this, and if you've got a comment, you want to change
the UN. Nobody gets
to
vote.
You want to change the topic, 800-259-9231. This could be really bad if they could make it work. But that's the question. Can they?
No.
I don't think so. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show if you want to. Otherwise, we'll fill up some airtime here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We got plenty to talk about. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting, everything from flame wars to intellectual conversations to whatever's in between. 1-800-259-9231. So, question here is, will the UN decide that they're just going to seize control of the Internet? That's what they're talking about. Leaders of a UN Internet panel said they hope...
Shows just how dumb they are. They're not going to succeed.
No, I can't believe that they possibly could. They hope to set up a global system where cyberspace would be under their control. They've been thinking about it, talking about it, having task forces and meetings about it for over 2 years now, or for about, about a year and a half. And the panel is now considering such problems as cybercrime and email spam, because we all know the UN can just put a stop to anything just by saying,
yep,
the UN's going to control it. That's just going to end all cybercrime and spam. I like the FTC has ended spam.
Yeah,
with their canned spam act.
With the canned spam act. You know, I get so much, my spam count's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to say I get less, but I don't want to lie. No. I do get spam now that says advertisement, but I still get it.
ICANN, the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, currently is the most recognizable internet governing body, but developing countries want a UN agency, such as the International Telecommunication Union, to have control over domain names and other issues. Now, that sounds a little frightening. I don't know how this is going to work. Now, Scott, let me see if I understand this right. Maybe you have a better understanding of this than I do.
Okay.
When you register a domain name, like freetalklive.com.
Sure.
Or scottthefatman.com.
Yep.
It goes through a registrar.
Yes.
The person that you're giving the $20 or the $10 or whatever it is that you're getting charged
like
for.
Like Network Solutions or GoDaddy or whoever.
Right. Or Yahoo. I guess Yahoo does it, right? There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, Yahoo's a reseller, but yeah.
You go through a reseller who goes through a registrar, and then they send that information to ICANN. I-C-A-N-N.
Actually, ICANN doesn't really get the information about what domain name you register.
What do they do?
They are an independent, non-profit organization that helps develop the standards that are used, so that way there's kind of a worldwide global standard that everybody follows. So that way,
are they the ones that decided there were three W's instead of two?
Kind of stuff? That's kind of the HTTP protocol.
Are they the ones that decide on what the new domain
the top level
top
domain,
levels are?
The top level domains go through
like .com, .com, .net, .cc,
yep.
.to,
exactly.
.tv, .fm, etc.
Yeah, all that stuff. .info, all that stuff all goes through ICANN.
So the UN's talking about just basically chopping them off.
Yes.
And just kind of hopping in their place. Now, what do you think that's going to do to the price of registering a domain name?
It's definitely going to go up.
Yeah, that'll shoot it up a little bit. See, ICANN, as I said, is a nonprofit corporation, but they're also made up of they're made up of a bunch of different people who are in this industry. You know, registrars and network backbone providers.
They're made up of people that want to see the internet succeed, unlike the UN,
right.
That wants to see the internet controlled, right?
Yep.
Well, and what gives the internet any? I mean, excuse me. What gives the UN any right to take over?
They've got guns and tanks and men with blue helmets.
They do have that. Here's the thing: who voted for them?
Not me.
Did you vote for Kofi Annan?
No.
Did you vote against Kofi Annan?
No. And I didn't vote for anyone who decided to support the UN in this country, like Bill Clinton or...
Well, I'm just saying that I never even got to vote against for anything. These people, where's their power come from? It's like our government made a deal. It's weird.
According to Mr. Corruption himself, Kofi Annan, quote, "There is an issue that is out there and needs to be resolved." That's what he said about this. Incorporating in 1998.
There is an issue that's out there and needs to be resolved. Words from a strong leader.
Talk about the most bureaucratic statement you could possibly make. Right? It needs to be resolved, and we're going to create a task force to solve it.
He didn't even in any way try to address anything. He just said, there is a problem.
Kofi
should be looked at.
Mr. Annan, we need a quote. He could say that about anything. There is an issue here, and it needs to be resolved.
Those are the first words he learned in English.
Right. Kofi Annan, incorporated in 1998, ICANN oversees management of the Internet's addressing system, which matches numerical addresses to website addresses. Critics claim ICANN is subject to U.S. political influence.
Really?
According to the report, developing countries see the International Telecommunication Union, a 138-year-old trade body that, just because it's old, doesn't mean it's any good, that, among other things, established country code rules for international telephone calls as better able to deal with Internet governance. At the first World Summit on the Information Society in 2003. Now, I wonder if they actually had Information Society play at this organization.
I don't think so.
No?
Okay. No, I don't think anybody even knows who Information Society is.
Was that too obscure for our
pretty
listeners?
Close. Didn't they have Dr. Spock speaking in there in their song?
Information Society would have fit fairly well, but you got to understand that the UN's overall goal is the betterment of the people, so they should have had Human League there, I think.
That's too obscure for me. I don't even know what that one is.
You don't know what Human League is?
No, I'm sorry.
They sing, I'm only human.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've got that one, yeah.
And some other one.
Gotcha.
Tell me how to be a millionaire.
You want to belt it out for us, Manwich?
No.
He thought about it. 1-800-259-9231. More about the UN trying to take control of the internet. Will they succeed? I hope not. For all of our freedom's sake. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and comment or change the topic. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is the number two podcast in the entire world. You're listening to Free Talk Live. We've just achieved our number two rank thanks to all of you guys who went to freetalklive.com and cast your five-star vote for us, which you could still do. We still need your votes to keep us at number two and to help us get to number one, which I predict within a week.
I think 500 votes in a week?
500 votes in a week. I think it can happen. Log on to go to freetalklive.com. Right above the archive section, click on the Vote Us 5 Stars link, then click Vote and follow the instructions. Very easy. Take you 30 seconds, a minute if you're real slow.
You know what I did today? It was terrible. I went to the first, I voted us 5, and then the other 3 that were in the top 4, I voted them all 1.
Now, did you actually listen to those shows?
No.
Do you know if that is terrible.
That's
terrible.
Not nice, Manwich.
No. Right. I actually listened to Don and Drew, and they do deserve a 1. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. And it is Free Talk Live. Although, if you want to get on the air with us tonight, you better make that call now, because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But don't fear. Just because it's Friday doesn't mean we're done. We've still got our Saturday show. And, Manwich, now that you're back in town, you'll be joining us for the Saturday show.
Yeah, I thought I'd drop by.
You know, I was getting used to Manwich's chair. And
You were.
Yeah, and I...
Well, you just keep your hands off my seat.
I suggest that you fire Manwich and let me fill in on Saturdays.
Well, money talks.
Like to most day.
Money talks.
Okay, well, let's see.
Something that
I got some $2 bills. I got some $2 bills.
Maybe. We'll talk about it after the show. 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. So, we're talking about the UN and how they want to take over the Internet. At the First World Summit on the Information Society, French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin called for international called for international rules to govern the net. Quote, the informational society offers new opportunities, but like all new technological revolutions, it also brings uncertainty.
Viva la revolution!
I have a bomb. A bomb. It calls on us to establish international rules which citizens can rely on. At the time, China was leading efforts to globalize internet control. You know, for all the talk we do about China in here, they're still a bad country. I don't really care for them. I just want to let everybody know that while some parts of China are definitely heading in a more free market direction, and yes, they have kept their hands off of Hong Kong, they still do plenty of bad things, and this is one of them.
I like that. You're talking about China. You're like, you know, I just want to make sure everybody understands. I don't like China very much.
Well, because even though I buy their products, it doesn't mean that I agree with their politics. China was joined by... Here's a real lineup of winners. China was joined in its efforts to control the Internet by representatives of Syria, Egypt, Vietnam, and South Africa.
Ah, those free-thinking societies.
Yeah. All those countries that are known for protecting the rights of their people.
Yeah.
They want to control our Internet? They want to control my Internet? No thanks. Now, there's something that's got to be able to be done. Now, first of all, controlling the Internet is a gargantuan task. There are so many different...
Somebody might call it impossible.
Right. There are so many different Internet service providers. How could it possibly be that you could get them all to follow the same set of rules? I don't understand. I don't think it's possible. Do you think it's possible?
I don't really think it's possible, but if something like this happens, I could see a separate kind of underground Internet forming.
That would be awesome.
Can you set up a website that, without asking somebody, Mother, may I, use this name? You know, that kind of thing?
You could, but not many people are going to be able to see it.
I see.
1-800-259-9231 was the number. It's no good now because we're done for tonight. 10 o'clock Eastern Time is our time up. This has been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
But don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be here again from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us then. And don't forget to log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Human League's other song is Don't You Want Me, Baby.
You learn something new every night. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you want me, baby?
If you're...